The work of rearing threatened plants and animals for restoration to the wild takes time and patience, and it is labor-intensive. In Oregon and Washington, a growing population doing that work is inmates. Correspondent Tom Bonsi went to prison to bring us this story.
I had to pass through two metal detectors and three sally ports topped with razor wire to get to the greenhouse complex inside Washington's Stafford Creek Prison near Aberdeen. That's where I met a small crew wearing standard prison-issued khakis sowing perennials. Months from now, the flowers that emerge will be transplanted to remnant prairies in South Puget Sound to provide food for endangered butterflies.
These plants are so fickle.
Toby Erhardt and his fellow inmates have plenty of time to nurture, experiment, and hone their craft on tray after tray of seedlings.
You cannot have a nursery that produces these for money because they would go broke or the cost would be so high that nobody could ever restore anything with them. So that's why this is such a good fit to have prisoners doing this because, well, I mean, they don't have to pay as much. So.
42 cents per hour, to be precise. Erhardt is serving time for child rape. He says his greenhouse work has made him more observant and conscientious. Those sorts of outcomes account for why the program caught on with prison superintendent Pat Glebe.
It helps with the level of violence in prison because these inmates all of a sudden they have something else to do and they see the value in it and they see the value of giving back.
This prison's conservation nursery has produced more than 1 million rare and endangered prairie plants since it opened 5 years ago. This concept germinated a decade ago at a minimum security prison near Olympia as a science education partnership between the Evergreen State College and Washington Department of Corrections. A mishmash of federal, state, and private foundation grants cover most program costs. One of the partners bringing money to the table in Oregon is the nonprofit Institute for Applied Ecology. Its director, Tom Kay, says the societal benefits make it worthwhile to put up with the inevitable security complications.
Oh, the advantages far outweigh any of these disadvantages. Because we're able to get so much more done for ourselves in the mission that we are trying to accomplish.
And we have to settle it out to get the air out of it.
In the prison greenhouse out past Aberdeen, the work sometimes looks tedious and repetitive.
A couple good scoops.
That didn't stop inmate Joseph Jongay from applying for a transfer to the 2,000-bed Stafford Creek Prison, specifically so he could compete for a job in this conservation nursery.
It's hard to get in the program, but when you get into the program, what they teach you is something that you probably won't get somewhere else, you know, because most of the seeds they're having us grow are endangered plants that you won't find anywhere else in the U.S. except here.
The immigrant from Kenya hopes his newfound skills give him a leg up for a conservation job when he finishes his 16-year sentence for murder.
I've made it that this is what I'm going to do when I get out of here.
Elsewhere, inmates are turning over new leaves, too. Conservation nurseries have sprouted at three Oregon prisons. Inmates at other Washington prisons have branched out into rearing threatened butterflies, frogs, and turtles for release into the wild. I'm Tom Bonsi, near Aberdeen, Washington.